desperate your presence is. It's all I need. Your presence is
all I need.
We're so desperate, you're
all I need.
Your nearness is
all I need.
We can't go a day without you, you're
all I need.
Your presence is.
Managing multiple credit cards can feel like you have 50 extra mental tasks.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, everyone, tonight.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Shall we bless the name of the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I need you to keep your mics open tonight because I want to ask you some thought-provoking questions that warrants the praise of the Lord tonight. Glory to God. I want you to reflect on the week that is gone. And just think about how many days have you been to work and back home in safety, in one piece. The Lord delivered you from accidents and incidents, whether seen or unseen.
Yeah.
How many days? Does God deserve a praise?
Yes.
How many days have we gotten calls on the phone to say we have a family member who have been lost or who have been murdered, God forbid? Some people around us, they have so many bad news. 8 family members all together in one moment. And we are here. What about the nights when you have gone to bed without food because there is no provision? I am sure that the Lord has been good to us. He has helped us to get up. It doesn't matter how tired we feel. It doesn't matter how overwhelmed we feel. We manage to wake up out of bed every morning and to carry on our daily functions at work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Does God deserve a shout of praise?
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can we just exalt the name of the Lord tonight?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
For
sure, he has taken us a mighty long way.
Yes.
And tonight we welcome his Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And we welcome his presence in our heart and in our midst. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are ready. We're ready to eat. We're ready to feast at his table, to digest and reproduce so that we can bear fruits. We're ready to suck up all the nutrients from the word tonight and digest them in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And before I hand over to Sister Radian for our devotion, hallelujah, this morning, tonight rather, I just want to sing this song that is laid on my heart to sing. And please don't listen to the voice because I am so hoarse, and just listen to the words of the song in Jesus' name. Glory to God. You may feel down and feel like God has somehow forgotten that you are faced with circumstances that you can't get through. Right now it seems there's no way out and you're going under. God's proven time and time again, He will take care of you. And He'll do it again for you. He'll do it again. Just take a look at where you are now and where you have been. Hasn't He always come through for you? He's the same now as then. Hallelujah. You may not know how, you may not know when, but God will do it again. I said He'll do it again for you. My God will do it again. I said, just take a look at where you are now and where you have been. He has always come through for you. He's the same now as then. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may not know how, you may not know when, but my God will do it again. Hallelujah. Mighty God, you may not know how, you may not know when, but know that He's gonna do it. He has been doing it, and He will do it tonight. I welcome you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Wherever you are, just know and trust that the Lord will meet you right where you are. I command your spirit to arise. I command you to be ready in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And now I hand over to Sister Radian to open us into tonight's devotion. Sister Radian.
Bless the name of the Lord, everyone.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless the name of the Lord. God has been truly good, and He is amazing. Amen. I haven't been on the platform for a while, but I give God thanks that I'm here tonight.
Amen.
God is truly excellent. As Sister Terry sang that song, you may not know how. You may not know when He's going to do it, but the Lord will definitely show up and He will do it again. We have heard of many testimonies of how the Lord has come through for others, and He will definitely do it for us. He will do it again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Hallelujah, fall afresh on me, fall on us, hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. On me. Hallelujah. Can we just take the time just to worship and honor the name of Jesus?
Hallelujah. Bless the name of
Hallelujah. We
Jesus.
welcome you in the
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We
Bless the
invite
name
you in
of
our midst.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Bless the name,
Hallelujah. We ask
Jesus.
that the spirit of the
We
living
worship you,
God,
Lord.
hallelujah, fall afresh
Hallelujah.
on us.
Fall afresh
Hallelujah.
on us,
Fresh
Jesus. Hallelujah.
anointing. Hallelujah
Hallelujah.
tonight.
Bless the name of
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank
Hallelujah.
you, Lord, for your
Hallelujah.
anointing. Hallelujah.
Oh,
That
yes,
breaks
Lord.
yokes. Hallelujah. And set
Hallelujah.
is free. Hallelujah, Jesus. We
Bless
thank
the
you.
name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let us pray
Hallelujah.
at this time. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Bless the
Jesus.
name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory be
Glory
to
to
God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eternal God and our Savior.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. You have been
Hallelujah,
the great
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
For your
The
name,
great I
Lord.
am. Lord God,
Jesus,
you're excellent
worship.
in all the earth.
Worship.
Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity to be on this platform where we can fellowship together. Lord God, as we prepare, Lord God, Jesus, for worship, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you purify us, Lord, that you wash us and make us clean, Lord God, Jesus. Hallelujah. We want that when we shout, hallelujah. We want that when we sing, Lord God Jesus, all our praise and our honor flows to you as a sweet smelling savor. Lord God Jesus, hallelujah. So we
Hallelujah.
pray, Lord God, that you
Bless
wash
the
us,
name of
Lord God,
Jesus.
so that when we worship, Lord God Jesus,
Name of
we're
Jesus.
worshiping in spirit and
Yes,
in
Lord.
truth, Lord
Hallelujah.
God Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we're
Hallelujah.
worshiping to honor you, Lord God, and
Hallelujah. Bless the name of
glorify you.
Jesus.
Lord God Jesus,
Hallelujah.
hallelujah. Search
Hallelujah.
us, oh God. See
Hallelujah.
if there
Oh,
be
Jesus.
anything that is in
Hallelujah.
us that is not of you, Lord God Jesus,
Hallelujah.
and root it up in
Bless the
the
name
name
of
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the
Make
name of
us clean,
Jesus.
Lord God Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
Oh,
We love
glory to
you,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it
Bless your
is our
name,
desire to
Jesus.
serve you and
Hallelujah.
worship you, Lord God, Jesus,
Jesus, we worship.
hallelujah, and honor
Hallelujah.
you with all that
Hallelujah.
is within us, Lord God,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. We
Bless your
know, Lord God,
name,
Jesus, hallelujah,
Jesus.
that we are not worthy to stand. Oh
Hallelujah.
God, Jesus,
Jesus,
hallelujah, God.
Jesus.
But we are so grateful, Lord God Jesus, that even when we feel unworthy, Lord God Jesus, the worthy God,
Oh God,
hallelujah, allows
Hallelujah.
us, Lord God Jesus, you allow us to be in your presence, Lord God, and you allow us, Lord God Jesus, hallelujah, to be able to fall
Jesus.
at your feet, Lord God Jesus, hallelujah, though not worthy. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God Jesus, for tonight. We thank you for what you're about to do, Lord God Jesus. The Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, fall afresh on us tonight. Hallelujah, break what needs to be broken, mend back what needs to be mended. Hallelujah, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun
Hallelujah,
to the
Jesus.
going down of the same.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is none like you, and no one else can touch my heart like you do. And I could search throughout eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Oh, there is none like you. Oh God, and no one else can touch my heart like you do. And I could search throughout eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is indeed none like the Lord. Hallelujah. We can search high and low, but we'll never find one who is as great and as dependable as our God. He's truly a dependable God. It doesn't matter what we need, we know that we can depend on the Lord Almighty, and our God will never fail. Hallelujah. And as I sing, I want you to just worship and honor the name of Jesus, because there's none like the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Terry had said earlier the fact that he had brought us to work and back. There's so much things that could have happened on our way home, near accidents that we miss, but God, in his mercy, his richness, his love, he sustained us and he allowed us to be here one more Thursday night. Hallelujah. God is truly good. So let us worship tonight. Let's forget about all our problems, all our cares, and just focus our attention on the Lord Almighty tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord. Oh, singing, blessed be the name. Holy is the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If it had not been, on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been? Hallelujah. For the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? have been for the Lord on my side. Tell me, where would I be? Oh, where would I be? If you can agree with that song, I want you to just unmute and shout a hallelujah praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on
Hallelujah.
our side, trust me, I don't know about you, saints, but I don't know where
Oh
Sister
my God.
Radon would be. I would probably be dead today if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. I
Side.
remember during COVID, I struggled with suicidal thoughts. Hallelujah. And at the point when I was preparing to kill myself, I got the card and everything, and I was ready to take my life because I was done with everything that was going on in my life. I told myself I was done. But the Lord just came to me and just prayed one more time. I was praying before, but nothing was happening. But he instructed me to just pray one more
One
time.
more time.
Hallelujah. And I went on my knees and I prayed that last time. And God, while I was praying, he gave me a song that says, "I am good and you are loved." He reminded me of how loved I am. I didn't feel loved before, but when I went on my knees and the Lord poured out to me and reminded me of how much he loved me, I didn't bother take my life. And it had to be God that showed up at that time when I needed him. And he does the same for every one of us. It may not be the similar situation where, you know,
Amen.
where you wanted to commit suicide, but he shows up for you right on time in the time that you need him. And that's why I keep on saying he's a dependable God.
God.
Hallelujah. And
Amen.
truly, if it had not been for him on our side, where would we be?
Where would we be?
Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Can we just worship the Lord some more?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we
Yes,
honor the Lord some more?
Hallelujah. Jesus,
Hallelujah.
hallelujah.
He is so good and merciful. And a song just came to me while I said that.
Jesus.
Mighty long way, Lord. Mighty long way. Mighty long way, Lord, mighty
Mighty long way.
long way, mighty long way, Lord, mighty long way. Look where you brought me from, mighty long way. Oh, mighty long way, Lord. Mighty long way, a mighty long way, Lord. Mighty long way, mighty long way, Lord. Mighty long way, look where you brought me from. Mighty
Mighty
long
long way,
way. Oh, mighty
a
long
long way,
way,
Lord.
Lord.
Mighty
Mighty long way. Oh,
long
mighty
way,
long way, Lord. Mighty
mighty
long
long.
way. Mighty long way, Lord. Mighty long way. Look where you brought me from. Look where you brought me from. Look where you brought me from. Mighty long way.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Know that for persons who are on the
Hallelujah.
platform, they have been saved for 10 years, 20 years, some
Yes.
30 years. Hallelujah. And truly, the Lord has brought us from a mighty, mighty long way. When we look back on where God has been bringing us from to where we are now, God is so good.
Good.
He is excellent. Hallelujah. And he
Hallelujah.
deserves all our praise tonight. He deserves all the honor tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So let's continue
Hallelujah.
to worship him and exalt
Hallelujah. He
him.
deserve it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he deserves it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to read the scripture for tonight. It is taken from Titus chapter 2. Hallelujah. Titus chapter 2, reading from verse 1 to 15. And I will read in your hearing. That's the name of the Lord. But speak the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands and to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. I love that last sentence. Let no man despise thee. Hallelujah. I believe there's another scripture that goes with that that says, I think it's,
And
let
despise
no
man.
man despise thy youth. But be thou an example of the believers, yes, in word, in conversation, in
Conversation.
charity, in
In
spirit,
love,
in
and integrity.
faith, in purity. Hallelujah. Let no man despise thee. That's the charge tonight. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. Let us pray at this time. God, I want to thank you. You are so good and excellent, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are a redeemer, a sustainer. God, you are our rock. All other ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah. You are our solid rock. God, we thank you, Lord God, for tonight. Truly, Lord God, Jesus, if it had not been for you who was on our side, we don't know where we would be tonight. But here we are on this platform, Lord God, given another opportunity, Lord God, to fellowship with our brothers and sisters. Lord God Jesus, truly, Lord God, it's an awesome feeling when we can gather and worship together, Lord God Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, that as we come, Lord God, our buckets will be turned up, Lord God Jesus. Our hearts, our minds will be receptive, Lord God, to receiving something, Lord God, from you tonight, Lord God Jesus. I pray, Lord God Jesus, that as Lord God Jesus, we're here, Lord God, hallelujah, that you will remind us, Lord God, of where you have brought us from, Lord God, and where we could have been. Lord God Jesus, you have brought us from a mighty long way, Lord God, and help us not to forget that, Lord God Jesus, that if you have kept us thus far, Lord God Jesus, you're able to keep us, Lord God Jesus, until the very end. Lord God Jesus, continue to remind us, Lord God, of the hope that we have in you, Lord God. A hope that make us not ashamed. Lord God Jesus, hallelujah. Help us to continue, Lord God, to press on and worship you, Lord God, despite, Lord God Jesus, all the challenges that may come our way. Hallelujah, because you promised, Lord God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God Jesus, but that you will be there with us to the very end. Lord God Jesus, we thank you, Lord God Jesus, hallelujah, for everyone that joined tonight. Lord God Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for those that will join, Lord God Jesus. And I pray, Lord God Jesus, that you help us, Lord, that as we join, Lord God Jesus, our hearts and our mind will be at the place, Lord God Jesus, to honor you, hallelujah, and to receive something from the word. Lord God Jesus, hallelujah, for our speaker, Lord God, tonight, Lord God Jesus, our facilitator of our Bible study, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you touch her, Lord God, even right now. I pray, Lord God Jesus, hallelujah, that as she imparts knowledge, Lord God Jesus, that you will speak through her, Lord God Jesus, that you will direct her, Lord God, as to what to say, Lord God Jesus, hallelujah, God. I pray that you use her, hallelujah, in a marvelous way so that, Lord, when we leave this platform tonight, hallelujah, someone will leave restored. Hallelujah. Someone will leave revived. Lord God Jesus, someone will learn something. Lord God Jesus, hallelujah. God, I thank you, Lord God Jesus, for this ministry. Lord God, I thank you for each and every member. Lord God,
Thank
I
you,
thank
Lord.
you for the leaders.
Thank
Lord
you.
God Jesus, you have been using them, Lord God, in a
Thank you.
marvelous way. Hallelujah. And I pray that you continue to use them and guide them, Lord
Thank you,
God
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. They need your strength from day to day. Oh
Jesus.
God, all the members, Lord God, we all need your strength from day to day. There's so much aspects of our life, Lord God, hallelujah, that make us busy at times, Lord God,
My God,
Jesus. But I
Jesus.
pray, God, that you help us, Lord God, hallelujah, that we'll find the time, Lord God, Jesus, hallelujah, to spend some intimate moments with
Moments with you,
you,
yes,
Lord
Lord.
God, Jesus, so that we can
Hallelujah.
hear from you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because if we don't hear from you, God,
What
what
shall we
shall we
do? Oh,
do? Lord
Jesus.
God, we can't depend on the preacher, Lord God Jesus, hallelujah, all the time. Lord God Jesus, we must be able, Lord God, to hear from you for our ourselves.
My
Lord
God,
God,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
hallelujah. This is what will help us to grow in strength and grow, Lord God, in faith. Lord God, Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That our faith will increase in you, oh God, Jesus, hallelujah, so that we can be selfless, Lord God, before you, Lord
Hallelujah.
God, and to be better servants, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, I pray, Jesus, that you have your sweet way in our lives, Lord God, Jesus, as we continue, Lord God, to love you, as we continue to be examples of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Bless us tonight, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank
Hallelujah.
The Lord Jesus.
Bless
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
Can we just worship the Lord one more time?
Hallelujah. Bless
Hallelujah.
The name of
Jesus. God is
Hallelujah.
So good.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Glory
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you tonight just to believe. Whatever you want from the Lord, just believe that you have already received it and thank the Lord in advance because it will
yeah.
happen. And when you praise him in advance, hallelujah, that is you building or exercising your faith that it will happen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, God. We thank you in advance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, hallelujah, with no further ado, I will hand over to our facilitator of our Bible study, Sister Nadine Wright, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, the Lord. Praise God. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord, church.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. I just want to give him thanks this evening for the opportunity for being here. Praise God to lift up, to adore his wonderful name.
Mm-hmm.
I want to greet Sister Camille, who is our lead. Deacon Scott, Sister Terry, Elder Edwards, I greet you well. I want to greet our members, our visiting friends. I want to greet our unsaved that are on the platform tonight in the wonderful name of Jesus. Indeed, God is good. He has spared us that we can gather another night. It is no by now, so we buck up, so we are here. It is the will of the Lord that we should be here, and he has made it possible that we are here. Bless the name of the Lord. And so we are going to be looking at the word of the Lord, looking deeper into the word of the Lord tonight. We are on Acts of the Apostles. And we know that it's the act and deed of the apostle. We look at chapter 1 and chapter 2 previously, where chapter 1, where Jesus was ascended and he was talking to the disciples, and while they were talking, he was taken away. Praise God. And he has given them some instructions, and that they are to carry it out. Now in chapter 2, that they were to stay together in Jerusalem and wait for the promise, which is the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And they did. They were together in one place and in one accord, and the Holy Ghost came and fell on all them. Now, this was at a time when they were having some big events in the area, and they begin to speak with the different languages, and those who from out of town could hear their language, and they were amazed because they are saying, these are the regular men from this area, and hearing them, you know, speaking in our language. They are drunk. Something is going on. But Peter would stood up and said, not so. But it was the Holy Ghost that came. and which was the power for service that gave them that boldness. Praise God. And so they continued in the mission, preaching and teaching the word of God. They were not afraid. They went out wherever they went. They teach the word of God. They preach the word of God. In chapter 3 tonight, we look at Peter and John as they went up to the temple at the hour of prayer. Praise God. Stating that, children of God, we are to pray. Oh, my word. Give me 1 minute. My computer is going to run out of battery. Excuse me. Thank you. And so they were going up for prayer. And just to show us, brethren, as an example, it's their action, their acting. And whilst they were going up for prayer at this time, reminding us as children of God that we have to set time to pray. And when we set time to pray, we are communicating, we are talking to our Lord and Savior. They had us to do this because Jesus was not there with them physically anymore, walking and talking. So the way they communicate now is by praying, by talking with them. In Acts chapter 3 from verse 1 to 8, it speaks of the lame man. This man was lame. I would call them crippled or disabled. And he was brought to the gate of the temple daily. And the word of God says to ask for alms, meaning to beg something. Now, what's a perfect place for somebody to be late to beg something? No, if I'm at the church gate begging, and we now dress going into the house of God, going into the church, into the temple, and I beg you something, no, you have to speak the truth. Are you going to say, we don't have anything? Are we going to share the offering? Are we going to share what am I going to do? Just pass you by? So this was a perfect spot for this person to be led to ask for something. The primary thing for a beggar to ask for is what? Church? Money. The reason why Jesus asked the man when he was crying out, "Thou son of David, what can I do for you?" Because most time they are in need of something to eat or some money. So this man had his eyes and he was looking at Peter and John. And they were both looking, all three were looking at each other. So he was looking, expecting something. But being filled with the Holy Ghost, Peter and John said, "Silver and gold I don't have, but what I have, I will give unto you." So, they never have the money. The layman was looking for the money. So he said, I don't have silver, I don't have gold, but what I have, I give to you. So verse 6 says, "Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have," we are at chapter 3, verse 6. It says, "Such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." What did they have? They have the name of Jesus. They have the power. They have authority. And so they have the healing. So they say, "Rise up and walk." And they not only didn't tell him or command him to do so, they took him by the right hand. No, not by the left hand. Sometimes I'm very peculiar about the word that comes out in the verses. He said they took him by the right hand and lifted him up. So sometimes you give somebody something. Sometimes deacons, you will help somebody. And you give them the word, you encourage them, and you pray with them. But there is one little thing there that they will really need. Even though they do all of that, you know, even they say rise and walk, but the man still need a little more. So they took him by the right hand, which is a good thing. They lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones receive strength. Picture yourself falling, and you're on the ground. You look to the left, you look to the right. There's no one to help you to get up. It's going to take you a little more time to get up than if you had somebody who would help you. Now, somebody come to help you, they would arms you, and then you would balance yourself and brace on the person, and then you have the help to get up. But if you don't have anybody to help you up, now you're going to have to roll to one side. You may have to put one knee down, and you may have to brace against the wall or some way. Figure yourself out to get up. But there was help. So they helped him. They took him by the hand, and they lifted him. And because of the help that he got, ankle bones received strength. Feet, ankle bones, they received strength, and he was able to stand. We talked about earlier feeding God's people with the word whilst they are hungry, physically hungry. Dr. Camille said they will not hear anything because they are hungry. So is it. They give him the word. They prayed for him, but he needed a little help to be able to stand. Praise God. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. What a miracle. Do we believe that he's still in the miracle working business tonight? Yes, he still is. He's still
Amen.
In the miracle
working business.
He works miracles. Hallelujah. And he still does. But when we look at verse 9 to 11, we realize that the religious leaders have a problem right here, because they are not concerned about this the healing of this person. So they themselves gather and talk about it. There's no question about the man, because they knew him from he was born to where he was laid at the temple, that he was a lame man from birth. There's no questioning that. But they had a problem because he was no healed. He was no walking at age 40. Praise God. So they saw him. They could not doubt the fact that this is the same person. Praise God. And so he was very happy for healing, and he was not able to go rejoicing. But after all of that, they were very concerned. Praise God. And chapter verse 12, all the way to verse 18, Acts 3, from verse 12 to 18, is where Peter realized what's going on. So Peter now stood up and he preached the message. Because a lot of persons were there now, seeing the miracle. You can't doubt it anymore because you have seen it and you have known that this person was crippled. Praise God, I lame. So Peter now have us to stand again. No wonder Jesus has said to him that feed my sheep, feed my lamb. And he said it to him three times, to the point where he was starting to get annoyed. You tell me one time, you tell me already, me hear you, So he was very bold, and he stood up, and he preached this in verse, from verse 12 to verse 18, he preached the word. Can I read it right quick as we follow?
Amen.
And when Peter saw it, he answered the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? And why look ye so earnestly on us, as though our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk?" The God of Abraham and of Isaac, Jacob, and of our fathers has glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, and when he was determined to let him go, but he denied the Holy One, the just, and desire a murderer to be granted unto you. And he killed the Prince of Life, who God raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, had made this man strong. So Peter had us to get up and say something. No, and our doing is not us, not our strength, not our doing. No, but it is Christ Jesus, this person who you have killed, who you have delivered up. Even when Pilate saying, fine, no fault with him, you decide to away with him. You desire a murderer instead of the just one, and you killed him. It is through him, his name, through faith, had made this man strong. That is not a Peter and John thing. It is all about Christ Jesus. Remember, the book of Acts, is Christ's work continuing through with the disciples through the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. For he had was to stood up and let them know what is going on here. So it's through Jesus Christ why this man was made whole. Whom he see and know, yeah, faith which is by him had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And no, brethren, I wrote that through ignorance he did it, as did also your rulers. Well, you know what? It was because of ignorance. You did not know. And because of your rulers and persons in authority, you all killed the just one.
My God.
Hallelujah. So he was encouraging them and letting them know that this is not a Peter and John thing. It is all about Jesus. What we do, brethren, it's not all about us. It's not what we can do. It's not how talented we are. It's not how educated we are. It is all about Christ working in us, through us. Mighty
Hallelujah.
God, where
Amen.
Persons can hear us pray for them, where persons can hear us encourage them and hear the word. Last week, word was powerful, awesome. We were well fed. So it's not of might, it's not of self, but it's out of Christ what we do when we do.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
And so Peter now is letting them know. In all of this, verse 19 is saying, he said that what you need to do is, he said, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. So don't sit and look like you're we, and don't marvel and wonder, say, what's going on here? We know the man born lame. We know he was a beggar. We know where he was placed daily. And now he's up on his feet walking and praising God. Praise God because of the miracle that God, you know, brethren, we can do, because the word of God said, greater things we will do. We only need to have the faith and that trust, praise God, and that togetherness. Because if we are together praying for somebody or encouraging, we have to be together and one accord. That this one accord will help us to tear down stronghold. This one accord will help us to grow stronger in the Lord and win more battles in our lives and different situations. So he was encouraging them what they need to do to repent and to come to know the Lord. Praise God. Because you shall send Jesus Christ with before you, preach unto you, whom heaven must receive unto the time of restitution of all things, which Christ has spoken by the mouth of all his prophets since the world began. So all of these things were going to happen. This was spoken of by the prophet from the world began. Somebody, you know, taught one time, and I did not write it down in a note, that if you go to Genesis all the way to the last book of the Old Testament, you can find where they speak about Christ, where they speak about Jesus coming. Praise God. You will find it in the Word of God. Praise God. And if you dig deep into it, you will also see that they talk about him being crucified, paying the price. Praise God. And the fulfilling of the Word of God. So Peter called them to repentance, that they should repent and be converted. Repent from our sin and let the Lord have mercy and compassion upon us all. Is there a verse that anyone wants to highlight or any clarity, or if there's someone want to make a comment? No,
if I may, Sister Nadine,
yes,
not really like a verse, but just a thought into it. You know, I just want to model the fact that Peter and John, the miracle that they did, calling on it, you know, the miracle that they did call forth the lame man to get up and walk, you know, and immediately after that, they gave the gospel.
Yes.
They gave the gospel message to the people. You know, they gave all glory to God. They gave the gospel message right down to where they made an altar call that they must repent, turn from their wicked ways and come to him. You know, because the same work that they did, calling that lame man up to walk, they can do it too with the power of God within them. So I'm just focusing on it. Not to say maybe we have things backwards, but just to reflect on the way they angle God business. You know, we would see it happening in our days now, where we give the word and then healing take place. We'd call them to the altar, healing take place. You know? But they healing take place, then they give the word. It's like feeding, you know, it's like you're feeding someone with what they need before you actually show the root of where that feeding is coming from. You know, I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. You're feeding the person with the food, and then when the person receive the food, then they're going to tell them that this food came because of such and such, such and such. So it can have a deeper impact. So faith cometh by work, by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, so they're developing that faith in providing the resources, and then they tell them of the source. You know, I don't know if that make any sense, but it's like ministering to me as I speak.
Yes. Yes, Deacon, because it could look at it too as the person being hungry, sitting there very hungry. Somebody say hungry, blind him, and you come back telling about Jesus. Think, man, you know, no, right now some food me want. So him receiving the food, then minister the word of God to him. It makes more sense to the layman. Praise God. So thank you, Deacon.
Amen. Praise and to Sister Nadine, we could look at it from the point that the strategical location where that desperate man was, he was at the gate of the temple.
Yes.
You know, and even if you don't have it to give him today, you're going to remember that he's there next time you're going to the temple. So you got to take something for him. So you can't continually denying him. So Peter and John, they had their resources, but they know that the man need a deeper resources than penny and shingles. He needs something. He need to be taught how to fish instead of feeding him with fish every time, you know. So Amen.
All right, thank you, Deacon. Blessings. Thanks much. Makes sense. So as Deacon, you know, rightly wrap it up, preach a word, and make the altar call. The rest is up to persons to take or to leave. When we look at chapter 4, from verse 1 to verse 4, it reads, as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Come on now, church. Now you have religious leaders. When you look at somebody like the priests, you say, oh, these are holy men of God. They were there, the religious leaders, they uphold the righteousness, this right standing. And they were not grieved. They were not in agreement with these men no preaching in this name. They were not in agreement with it because they knew about the Mosaic law and what it says, and they were upholding all those rules and laws. So they know the righteousness coming out of the law as they uphold. But you now come in to preach somebody else's name, Jesus. Come on now. This is contradicting the whole matter. We know nothing about this person. We know where this person from. We ain't sure about this person. So we are not going to allow you to stay in our area, in our community, and spoil the people. So they were not in agreement with what the teaching that these apostles were really teaching. So what they did, they lay hands on them and took them in whole until the next day, for it was no even time. So they know they call them up, and they would have now placed them in our area, in a little olden area, if you say, all right, tomorrow we are going to trash this out, or tomorrow we are going to deal with this, because at evening now, night now, and the whole thing. But let us deal with it tomorrow. So they keep them in whole until the morrow. But what really happened from the sermon that Peter preached in chapter 3, there were a lot of persons who were already converted, already believed, already received the word. There was a story told one time, church, that if you should get a fowl and you would go up high into the mountain and you pull the feathers from the fowl and you would let it go in the air, in the wind. And after you let go all those feathers, you are now to go and retrieve all of them. Is it possible? No. It is not possible. So is it that the message has already been preached, people already heard the message, and were already converted or convinced and converted and decide that they want to go Jesus' way? So the message was preached, the seed was planted, so they already are on their way. But the religious leaders were not happy about it. So then put them in holding. Howbeit many of them were heard the word, believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. My God. Brethren, let us preach the word. Let us not be afraid to tell others of the love of Jesus. Because we were called and given the great commission, and we are now empowered with the Holy Ghost to go boldly, praise God, and to speak and to declare Jesus Christ is Lord and he's coming again. So they were already convinced, and there were about 5,000. They would not have this. So, from chapter 5, from verse 5, I beg your pardon, to verse 12, they were now Yeah, Peter and John was set in the midst of these people to trash the matter out. They had them in the midst. They asked, by what power? I'm at verse 7. Or by what name have you done this? We have to trash out the matter. So let me ask you a question. What power, what name have you done this? We need to know. Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye have crucified, whom God have raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. My supervisor would say, argument done. This man is not by Peter and John. It is through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Come and see. Whom you have crucified, and you crucified him, that was not the end. God raised him from the dead. It's through this person, why this impotent man stand whole before you today. Is anyone want to say something on this verse? We need a clarification. Do we need question? Okay, you don't ask me question. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to call your names. Praise God. So they were trashing out the matter. They were, Peter and John were in the midst of the leaders, and they were now trashing out the matter of how come this man healed. And we know that this man falling burnt in cripple. And today, after all the day in heel, walking up and down, we can't doubt it because we are looking at him stand up right there. This is the stone which was set at north of you builders, which become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. These men are filled with the Holy Ghost and they are speaking. Though set the law, they're not afraid of nobody. They are speaking. So we are to be bold and brave children of God. When we are boxing some corners, we are saying, and we are shy from here, and we don't want to. Let us stand boldly. Let us know the word of God that we can stand up and declare him, be ready to give an answer when we are asked about our faith. Who we believe in, who we know, who save us, who is coming back for us. Let us stand boldly. Let us not be afraid, neither in this country or anywhere. I happen to be working among some persons who don't believe in this God business. They don't want to hear you sing no Christian song. They don't want to hear nature does everything for them. But I can tell you, I'm not afraid to sing. I'm me home very loud. If it's against the work rule policy, then I tone it down. But if it's not, I'm going to home very loud. Praise God. So let us be bold, brethren, and let us stand for righteousness and stand for God and speak. But we have to know the word, as I said, before we can talk boldly, because we don't want to talk foolishness. God, you know, when the enemy, when devil approach, he's not coming as somebody who don't know the word. The devil know the word. That's why he could speak to Jesus the way he approached him. He said, you said you will give your angels charge. That's what the word of God, that's what he said. So let us know the word. The enemy also said to Eve, what did he say? And the enemy just take out one word out of what the Lord God said to them. And it became a big problem. So let us know the word for ourselves so we can be able to stand and to speak boldly. Praise God. So there's no other name under heaven. No, absolutely no other name by which man can be saved but by the word of God. The name of Jesus. Praise God. So they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and that they perceived that these men were unlearned and ignorant men. Yet they marveled and look how knowledgeable they are of the word of God. And they come to the conclusion that these men were with Jesus. We must walk like him. We must talk like him. We must behave like him. Me a Christian, me tell me Sister Camille. But when me no Sister Camille and nobody else, me do every and any old thing. Work at the place for 40 years and nobody never know say you're Christian, it's bad. Let us walk like him and talk like him. So they could, they know Peter and John said, them man are them from down there, so they're not really so educated and all of that. But the way all them are talk bold and strong now, they have been with Jesus. Praise God. So the man that was healed was standing there with them. But they are commanding to go aside. And confer among themselves. So they say, all right, no, we don't talk to them. We have to say. So they were put aside, praise God, so they could reason to themselves to come up with a verdict, to come up with something. So they put them aside, saying, what shall we do to these men? So they are not talking to themselves. What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a noble miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. We see it, we hear it, we know it. The person standing right there, and we can't deny it, say, go so. Then the one if you tell him, say, well, then, you know what I do? Put soldier and do something and say, are the disciple going to thief him body by night? Because we now we go down so no shame, so we have to say something. So they are saying, no, we can't deny the fact that this man was lame and he's standing right there. So the whole place now know. Now news spread fast in a brethren. If you think say, back then person never have phone and they don't hear story, then hear story. Because one tell 10. And you know how much that 10 can tell? Praise God. So news spread fast and say, you don't hear some Miss Jane Sunday. They always care go for church. He healed him a walk, miracle of one. So they could not deny that fact. So it spread abroad. But verse 18, I would love for Sister Tamaya and the Edwards. I'm looking for Sister Alicia. Let me hear your thoughts on this verse. I take Elder Edwards first, but let me read it. He said, and they call them and command them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Now you imagine you are at somewhere and you've been called out, ladies, that we don't know if you talk about Jesus, we don't know if you preach about Jesus. I don't know if you do nothing but Jesus. Mom is the word. What would you do? Give me your response, Elder Edwards. In these days and time, what would you do? Especially if you come with, if you do that, then, you know what I'm saying? Give me your response, Elder Edwards.
Bless the Lord. Sister Nadine, the thought that come to my mind is that I would stand for righteousness, stand for holiness, whatever they are going to be doing to me. If I speak of the Lord, then I will have to suffer that consequence. And I know that the Lord would be with me, but I will speak in the name of Jesus. I am a child of God. I am a soldier for God. And I will spread his word wherever I go. Nobody can move. And when they put their hand over me, move on slightly. Me still under this castling and mumble the word of God, because I will speak of the Lord and his goodness.
Elder, let's paint the scenario.
Yes.
So what if something that is dear to you is at risk? Something that is very dear to you. If you speak about Jesus, if you talk anything, if you teach, if you preach, if you whatever, I am going to this thing that you so dear to you. You still talk about him?
Well, Sister Nadine, I would look to the Lord and I would say, you have allowed this and I know you will deliver me. I am going to be firm in the fact and believe that the Lord will deliver me. He will not let anything happen that would happen to something that is dear to me. Like, let it be taken away by them or whatever. I know he will stand with me and he will fight for me. You know, he will fight against those who fight against me and he will defend me. So I will stand in boldness for the Lord.
So you're not going to say, Lord, why me? Why am I going through all of this? Why me?
When the situation arises and you're in the position, you don't know what the thought will be. But I, right now, as I am thinking, I will stand in the Lord. I might waver, I might feel a little afraid, I might feel nervous, but I am going to trust in the Lord.
Thank you, Elder.
Praise God.
Sister Tamaya.
Sister Alicia, hand is raised. Sister Nadine, you want to take
it? Okay, go ahead, Sister Alicia.
Good night, everybody.
Good
first,
night.
With me,
good night, sis.
I am at the moment, and you know, with the human form, it's like I'm feeling a bit very nervous. I am a bit nervous, but as he said and as he did in the Bible before, he did in days of old, where the three Hebrew boys, you know, they were told that if they worship, they're gonna put them in the fire, they're gonna burn. But guess what? They held on and they held firm. They asked God to give them that faith and trust, and they trust in God. So for me, I would ask and I would really fervently pray and say, God, just like those three Hebrew boys, I am weak. I am nervous. Father God, ask the Lord to strengthen me. Help me to be like those three Hebrew boys. Help me to be like Daniel when they said that, okay, Daniel should not fast. And he turned his face at a certain place and he prayed. I want to get that strength. I said, Lord, I just get it, a little bit of it. And then, no matter what, just transform me. Let me don't even know that it is me. I don't even know myself. Just put me into somebody else. As if, like, you know, sometimes you're dreaming or you're watching some movie and the day job or something. Just put me in that person. Let me take me out of this body. Let me don't even know that I am Elisha. I am something else. And so you can manifest and work through me. Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. my son is CC. I always say, you know, there's some terrible time will come where a lot of persons are going to just deny the faith for a lot of reasons. But you ask the Lord to take him up before the time, and the Lord really take him up before all these things need to happen. So we have to prepare ourselves, brethren, because perilous times are here and it is coming where we're going to have to choose between our faith and between survival. Praise God.
Sister Nadine, if you will allow me.
Yes.
I just want to share that we just have to depend on the Holy Spirit. You know, once we know we stand for him, we just have to depend on him. I remember some time ago, there was a situation and the Lord delivered me. He sent me to a scripture and he said, I am thy God. I will be with you. And I'll say a year after that, the very same situation in another way came. And he said, he sent me to the scripture that said, haven't I told you I will be with you? You are even my witness. And so he will protect you. He will just stay focused on him and believe that he will be with you and deliver you.
Elder, the human side now will come up.
Yes, because even the testimony that I shared, when the situation arose the other time, I was nervous. I was a nervous wreck. I didn't even know where to turn, and then the Lord would have dropped it into my spirit, the scripture that he had given me the year before, and sent me to another scripture that says, I am the Lord thy God, I will be with you. You are even my witness. So he was reminding me that I have a testimony. So just remember that you are my witness and I will be with you. So you just have to be at that place where you know, even though the human is going to come, but trust God in it.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Nadine, may I share, please?
Yes.
Somebody else was talking?
Yes, I was. But go ahead.
All right. I wanted to share a testimony that many of us are familiar with, but it's very fitting. Actually, there are many, but I'll just share one in the interest of time with that same boldness. And I want to reiterate what Elder would have said. It's not of ourselves, Sister Nadine, that the boldness come, because these ignorant men, these unlearned men were able to stand up and speak. Thus said the Lord God Almighty. And that empowerment was not of them. And they made it clear that it came from the Lord God Almighty through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And so when I started working here, you know, I'm a Christian, determined. I'm not one who's going to waver. If the word of God says this, this is what the word of God says. And come hell or high water, this the word of God says. And so I ran into a little situation at school when them start with them Halloween thing. And I was not interested in it. And it was brought to my attention that all members of staff will have to work that evening of the Halloween. And so, you know, being respectful, I went to the head of the institution and just expressed to her that I will not be at school that afternoon. I'll be at school for everything else, but I will not be at school for the Halloween proceedings. And I was reprimanded publicly because I spoke to her in the hallway and there were teachers, it was dismissal, moving about and kids, and I was reprimanded aloud publicly. And, you know, Saradian would have sung Mighty Long Way, because when I think about the Sister Camille then and how her tongue sharp and how she'd have found the right comeback, and I wouldn't have to be loud or boisterous. I would dress you down professionally and put you in a place. But the Holy Spirit said to me, listen, you're not a word. And I admit, Sister Nadine, he came up on me and he hold me tongue, because the only thing I kept saying under my breath when she was dressing me down, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. That's the only thing I could say. And she went on, you have to be here. You signed up for this job. The children are your responsibility. This is a school event. It's a part of your job requirement. You will have, and the blood of Jesus. And she spoke until she felt she was satisfied, because I didn't respond. She said, excuse me. And she walked away. And I came home. And the human side came. Because I felt, you know, I just started working here. It was the same year that I started. We gave up everything in Jamaica to come. And then I think about to go back to Jamaica now. Me come home. Me I say to my husband. And my husband, I say, boy, Sean, just go on. And, you know, and me I say, me nah go. There's no compromise. I'm not going, you know. And there was even another colleague there that, you know, I thought we would stand, and she said, Sean, make we just go. And, you know, the way I came up, because I'm strong in my tone, the way I came out, to her, I said, I'm not going. Me say, if God be God, serve him. And if Baal be Baal, serve him. I am not going in the name of Jesus. She frightened too, because she wasn't expecting that. And I came, and, you know, it felt like everything was closing in on me. It felt like I was just in a place where my back was against the wall. And I said, Jesus, what am I going to do now? I didn't know that I could stand up to all of this, Sister Nadine. It had come from all angle, you know? But I remember calling my pastor, sharing with her, and she said, Sister Camille, you're not going anywhere. And so the human side is going to come. And that is why it's good to have, you know, persons that will lift you up, people that you can call. And said, Deacon Scott, Sister Nadine, you know, Minister Lynette, I need backup, right? So when that weakness come in, that human side come in, we pull strength.
Right.
She prayed with me. Sister Nadine, me never ask if we come from fasting with me too?
Yes.
And I summoned, the Holy Spirit led me to summon some persons. And we said, we're going fast. and we fasted. I think it was 7 or 9 days. 7 days.
7 days
we went into fasting because me say, guess what? Me nah am bow. My husband went as far as saying, listen, you go make them send me back to Jamaica, Sean. Me say, if me fi go to Jamaica, if God say, because I can't go if God not say nothing, but if God say, me fi go to Jamaica, I pack my bag tonight, I book the flight tomorrow, I'm gone. Because it what it will, me nah am bow. But when the situation was over and I reflected, me I say, me never know say me bowl so. But then I realized I never me, sister.
No.
It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. So when those times come, the flesh will cause you to waver, as Elder Edwards would have said. But when we pull strength from the Holy Spirit, and we pull strength from the Holy Spirit through our brothers and sisters, He will empower us and we will be able to stand. When we look back, we were frightened.
True.
But no, Sister Alicia says she's nervous. It's okay to be nervous. I always tell my kids, it's a natural reaction. It's a natural, you know, emotion. It's okay to be nervous. It doesn't mean you're not going to stand. You're going to stand in Jesus' name because you know who you be. You know who your daddy be. And you know, say, him I go defend you. And even if he not defend you, you go home to him. Amen?
Yes, amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Terry. Praise
yes, sister. Yes, Sister Nadine. You know, as I thought about it, you know, I think about my life every day as a teacher in a community of teachers who don't even believe in God, you know, and there are days when, like even today, I was so overwhelmed in the classroom. I found myself lifting up my hands and praying. I was just calling Jesus because I know that He's my help, because sometimes you can tell that what is happening in the classroom is more than just physical. You tell them to sit and they won't listen. And I was there. I know that I'm not supposed to do that, but that was the only thing I knew then. You know, at one point in my mind, I was saying, Lord God, what if the principal come in and hear me? But you know what? As I thought about it, I just continued. And I like it when Sister Camille, and I agree with everybody, your flesh will get in the way. But the Holy Spirit, once you dwell in the presence of the Lord and the Holy Spirit fills you up, that boldness will come. Some days I find myself, it's just on the tip of my tongue and I don't even realize that I'm doing it. I would say, in the name of Jesus, pick me, sit down. And then and the children pick it up in the name of Jesus. You know, and sometimes I'm like, oh God, I wonder if they're going home to their parents. But after that, I'm saying, you know what? Let them go and tell them, because Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.
Indeed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Is Sister Tamaya on, or we move along? I'm not seeing her. No? Praise God. Yes. So we will not be deterred. We are going to stand for the Lord. And as I said, the human side will come up. And we will feel nervous. I will feel timid. I will feel afraid. But whilst Jesus was there, he went came to them and said, me ask the disciples them to do this and they couldn't do it. They couldn't cast out the demons. So, okay. Jesus said, whilst I'm here. So when Jesus went, he sent the Holy Spirit and they were not able, they were not empowered, praise God, to be able to go out and to do miracles and signs and wonder followed right after. Praise God. Thank you very
Excuse
much.
May I say something, please? I was just about to raise my hand, but I don't know what happened. I just got kicked off.
Oh, as, I'm know, sorry. Sister, go right
as,
ahead.
As Sister Terry was talking about, you know, saying Jesus. I remember I was in another prayer group. And, you know, the pastor was saying that as Christians, we need to evangelize at our workplace. And because, okay, we know that, okay, you're in the U.S., you're not supposed to talk about, a lot about Jesus and those things. But in my classroom, when I enter my classroom, I will pray. And then all of a sudden, I hear my students coming in, they went to church, and they will talk about God and everything. So I am seen as one, like, some form of a dean. So this year they gave me, I have a student who is ADHD, and oh my gosh, when it happens, when he erupts, oh my gosh, I am scared, I am nervous. You know, is that because knowing the person who I am and I can't go close, I don't want to touch him because I don't want he doesn't really talk the truth. And there was this other one that he spent most of his third grade time in the dean's office. And nobody gave, they didn't give me any heads up. It was when they asked, is this boy in your class? And I said, yes. And they started to tell me some things about the little boy. I said, Jesus, oh my gosh. And I started to pray. You know, every time I pray, every time I pray when I go to school, I pray when I'm at home, I pray. And then recently, one of his brother died in front of him. You know, somebody killed the brother in front of him. And but before that, the brother just got baptized. And he's this person who is very angry. He's like, he would just fight. He's like, you know, that temperament. But, you know, he came to me and I started praying for them. I prayed for the mother. I will call the mother, even from my cell phone, which we should not do. But I reach out and I called. And it is amazing how that little boy has changed. He can, when sometimes when he's, you know, misbehaving in class and I called him to my table and I'm talking to him, what are you doing? What you should be doing? What are you going to do? And you know, I'm talking to him. He start telling me that I want to baptize. I said, what do you know about baptize? He said, I want to follow Jesus. I
Oh
said,
my
really?
God.
What so how does that look? And he started to tell me some things. He showed me a book. He said that he read the book, you know, he reads about Jesus. And so therefore, you know, he told me that he's going to baptize. He's going to baptize. So I said to him, I want to come to your baptism. Today we had an MTSS IEP meeting just to, you know, because when they look at him, everybody they are in awe. How is it that this boy used to behave like this and now he's behaving like this? And the vice principal was asking, can we do anything that you can say? What can we do? What can we do? The principal has been asking, what can we do? I said, I don't know. I just have to wait until Jamaica give the release, if Jamaica will release me. They said, I need you here. I need you here. And I started to evangelize. The vice principal, she said to me, I will speak this to you because we talk on a different level. And she said, she started to talk about Jesus. And there and then I started to talk. And at the end, she said, I feel as if I was at church. I
Oh,
said,
wow.
thank you, Jesus. You know, there are people here, they will talk about it, but they are not going to come to you. They are not just going to come up, you know, at first with you. But it, you know, people, you can evangelize, you know, just be humble. And as teachers, we have to believe and practice Christianity by our words, thoughts, and action, and pray over our students because sometimes they have no control over the behavior. They are under some demonic attack. All this ADHD and all these behavioral things. These are demonic attack, but they are just saying that it is medical. And we know as Christians, we have to have the discerning spirit to know that we need to pray and pray over our classrooms because the devil is a liar and the devil is coming through these students in to come attack us. So we just have to pray over anything that we do, any work, we just have to pray. We just have to pray and seek God and trust him and know that he will always be there because he's our shield and our buckler. I'm so sorry for taking up so much of your time.
That's okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Praise God. Praise God. We said time, but you know, it's when the Lord is speaking, we can do nothing more. Allow him to do so. Praise God. Thank you very much. Bless the name of the Lord. So they tell him to don't preach, don't teach in this name. Hey. And in verse 21, he said, when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorify God for that which was done. Praise God. So everybody know about it.
and everybody now glorifying God. We're coming down to the last lap. I'll ask Sister Lem to read for us from verse 22 to verse 30. Please listen.
Good night, everyone. Acts chapter 4, verse 22.
Good night, sis.
For the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determine before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Verse 30, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you, Sister Lem. God bless you. Thank you very much. May I ask that we unmute our mics and may us look at verse 24, and we are going to say this word. Praise God. Go ahead and unmute your mic. So they lifted up their voice. The part that we're going to say, God, with one accord, and said, Lord, thou art God. Mm-hmm. So we're going to say, Lord, thou art God, together. One accord. Can we do that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. This is a prayer. When the Peter and John reported all mm-hmm. what was done, what was said, praise God, they prayed and they mm-hmm. said, Lord, thou art God. Can we go ahead and say it? After three, mm-hmm. one, two, three, Lord, thou art God. Can we do it again? Lord, thou art God. Can we do it another time?
Lord, thou art God.
Can we do it another time? Hallelujah.
Lord, thou art God.
Hallelujah. Can we do it another time, church? Lord, thou art God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But verse 31 says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Can we say it again? Lord, thou art God.
Lord, thou art God. Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord. Lord, you are God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Let us continue, brethren, to be bold. Let us continue to work for the Lord. Let us continue to read the word. Let us continue, oh God, steadfast in the word of God, knowing that Christ is there for us. He's right there with us. Praise God, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, praise God, the Teacher who will remind us, who will bring things to our remembrance. He's there with us, and tonight, He is Lord. God bless you. I hand over to Sister Camille or Sister Terry in care of the Holy Ghost. Bless the name of Jesus. Lord, you are God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we bless the Lord, people of God? Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for tonight, people of God. Amen. Indeed, we are fed with the word of Almighty God. How many of us are challenged tonight? How many of us are ready to go out and to speak the word of God with boldness? How many of us tonight, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
are ready to go
my
and
God,
to stand
and
say, hallelujah,
you know, regardless of what happened, I am going to stand for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Are we empowered tonight by the word of God?
Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We want to bless the Lord for you, Sister Nadine, for the way that the Holy Spirit would have led you tonight. Hallelujah. And you know how you led us through Acts chapter 3 and 4. You just kind of ooze through it, you know, and it shows that you are really flowing in the spirit. There are so many things that would have been mentioned that really sat with me. It really resonated with me. And I'm just going to highlight just a few of them, you know. In chapter 3, when she would have spoken about the lame man and how Peter and John would have given him what he needed before they gave the word. And, you know, Sister Nadine would have encouraged us to, you know, be praying, to seek God so that he will empower us with the discernment to know what these people need before we can give the word of God. We have to feed them first if they need to be fed. Amen?
Right.
So that they will listen to the word of God. And, you know, we're to be there as helpers for our brothers and sisters. They intentionally held him by his right hand. They didn't just tell him to get up and just leave him and gone. They were there to help him up. And it was so much easier for him to walk. Amen? They spoke the word. And it just resonated with me of the power that we as believers have when we read the word of God, surrender to the Holy Spirit, and allow him to empower us. He allows us to speak things and they come to pass. Because that's what was happening there. You know, Peter and John would have tarried and they received the empowerment from the Holy Spirit. They were able to go out now and just speak and the word, it manifests.
Right.
And so it is. It's the same with us. It's the same God, the same Holy Spirit. And we have that opportunity to dig into the word, to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, to surrender to his lordship. And he will allow us to speak the things and they will be manifested. Praise God. I hope that we're ready. You know, she said we need to read the word more. Amen? Yeah, man. We're going to read the word more that we can be empowered. Praise God. One of the things that stood out for me too in chapter 3 was when she mentioned that, you know, Peter and John gave the glory to God. They didn't take it for themselves. They said, what does it happen here? It's not our doing. You know, it's the same Jesus who you crucify. And God raised him from the dead. Through him. Amen. They had the name of Jesus and they gave it to the man. They gave it to the people. They spoke with power, with authority, with boldness in Jesus' name. And some of us, that's an era that we want to grow in. And it is available for us to grow in boldness. But
yes,
we have to remember that for us to be bold, for us to grow in boldness, when we pray and we ask God for it and the opportunity come, you can't hide from it. You hear?
Oh,
So when the opportunity come for you to present or for you to bring a word or for you to pray, and even if it's something that you don't like, say, yes, I am going to try, because that's how you're going to grow in that boldness. Amen, people of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, people of God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. And when we go out and we're supposed to witness and we feel afraid and we don't know how to do it, we ask the Holy Spirit to empower us, to give us the right word, to start the conversation for us. Because a lot of times they say, don't superimpose. This is a policy up here. Don't superimpose your religious beliefs on those around you. But if you live a life that draws people to you, you won't have to say much. They're going to come and initiate. They're going to start conversations, and then you can jump in. Amen? There's this Amen. Young lady at school. I never even know that. She know that I'm a Christian, because she's on one hall and I'm on the other. But I'm always praying, and I'm always the one gathering teachers and say, come, we are going to pray. And who want to come, come, and who don't want to come, then stay. It's all right. Who want to pray, I go pray. And she came up to me one day, and she was like, you must pray for me now, Mrs. Bertrand. And I looked at her and I said, okay. And she just started talking to me about the children. I didn't know that she was like, I didn't know that she knew Christ. I didn't know anything about her. We just saw each other. We spoke briefly and so on. I didn't know she knew I prayed, you know, at that time. Everybody know me pray now, because me pray openly. But, you know, at that time, and she came up, and so, oh, if our light is shining, and if we carry that presence of the presence of God, even if they don't know that you're a Christian, they're going to say, there's something about you that holds something to you. And that's a perfect opportunity
true.
To share the gospel, to to plant a seed and to win a soul. Sometimes Amen. We might not see the manifestation of the power of God right before your eyes, but you spoke. And you leave it. Sometimes you're gone, you move on. But that seed that you would have planted through the power of the Holy Spirit, it stayed there and it grew, it germinate and it take root and it grew. And you know, the persons will be able to say, you know, so I did want teacher, she's not there again, but I did want teacher named Miss So and So. That's one poor worker me have named So and So. And she tell me about it. At the time, it never mean nothing, but you know, as I grow. So let us walk with boldness. Let us read the word of God, that we are able to share the word of God with boldness, with authority, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. God bless you, Sister Nadine. Thank you so much for so ably leading us in, you know, this study tonight. I am empowered. I feel excited. I joined feeling tired. But the Holy Spirit, you know, it renew my cells, and me feel like every little cell in my body is
well.
And so the word of God is alive. And so I bless the name of Jesus.
And powerful.
Praise God. And so we're going to close off tonight. I want to use this opportunity. We heard several testimonies. And so I want to use this opportunity to just, you know, present the gift of salvation on the platform tonight. You know, you've heard about the miracle that would have happened when Peter and John would have held this lame man. You might not be physically lame, but, you know, things might not be working out for you so much. You might be struggling. There might be so many things that are happening that second meal may not
reach again.
My God. But I want to challenge you tonight. I want to invite you to the Lord God Almighty tonight to give him a chance. They held the man's hand and he was made whole. You might not get Jesus tonight and everything just magically changed tomorrow. But I can promise you this, you accepting Jesus means that you have help. And sometimes that's all we need. Amen? Help. So it might not get up tomorrow, your bank account there's zero, you say, oh, let me accept Jesus. It not means a million are going to come tomorrow. That's not how it is. But it means that, listen, there is someone who is going to be there with me. He's going to make provisions for me. He's going to bring me through. And as you grow and in the Lord and you learn to surrender and he, you know, prunes us and fashions us and molds us, then he will bring us to that place where, Who knows? Maybe one day you will end up with that $1 million in the bank, you know, through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'm inviting you, if you are an unsaved and you've heard the word of God tonight and you think you need some help, you need an empowerment tonight, then I give you Jesus. Is there any among us that will say, yes, Lord, I am ready. I'm ready to give you a chance, Lord. May I hear about Jesus all along. Let me try him for myself. Any among us? Bless the Lord. If you are interested in surrendering, I ask you to unmute and just indicate, or just put it in the chat, or just send us a message if you are shy to do it publicly. Whatever the case, let us know that we will be praying for you and be praying with you. Hallelujah. That you may, you know, come into that intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we continue to pray for those who are unsaved, that, you know, we will win them over in God's kingdom soon in Jesus' name. Praise God. I just have a few announcements before we close off in prayer and be praying for Sister Nadine as well.
Sister Kami, sorry to interject. If you will allow me, I want to add that when Sister Nadine started, she said that after Jesus went back to his father, his work, his ministry continued to his disciples. We see here where two of them was doing the work of Christ. And he has given us that very mandate. We who have accepted him, he have given us that mandate. So I just want to encourage us tonight just to continue to be bold for Jesus. If you are not at the place where you are bold and whatever gifts he has given to you, you have not yet recognized and you are not using it, I just want to encourage you to be bold, to be praying and to seek the face of the Lord. In chapter 3, verse 8 stood out to me. It says, and he leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. So when we do the work of the Lord and there is deliverance and breakthrough and miracles, then God will be glorified. And that is our purpose here on in Christ's kingdom on earth. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Elder. Thank you very, very much for sharing. Indeed, that is our purpose here on earth. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. And so I have a few announcements tonight, and then we're going to go into prayer. The first of which is that we are summoned as a ministry, and all of you, if you want to be a part of it, into an all-night prayer meeting tomorrow night. And so if you would like to be a part of it, it's going to be the same platform. And we start at 12 a.m. and we will end at 4 a.m. Amen. And so if you are interested in just seeking the Lord and just, you know, gaining more from him, then this is the place to be. We are the Holy Spirit would have led us to strategically target finances. And, you know, we have our financial seminar coming up next week. But the midnight encounter tomorrow night will be breaking financial chains. Amen. And so we want to come out if we are able to. If you're able to do an hour, and you know, it depends on your flexibility. We know that it is a sacrifice, but we know that when we show up for the Lord in ways that we don't normally do, he blesses us in ways that he does normally do. And so we are hungry for the Lord, and we continue to seek after his face in Jesus' name. So that's tomorrow night at 12 to 4. Also bear in mind that next Thursday we meet here, same time, same place, 8 p.m., to have our financial seminar. Yes, man, I think it's From Debt to Dominion. That is the theme. Taking authority over our finances. God wants his people to have money. And so we're going to learn next week what the word of God says, what the will of God is concerning our finances. We're going to grow into financial literacy together as a ministry, because me want all of we feel rich, rich in God and rich in money too. Amen?
Yeah.
Rich in God first, you know. Rich in God first and rich in money so that we can bless others in Jesus' name. So come on out next week, Thursday. It promises to be a good time. You want to join early, that we start on time. You don't want to miss out on any of this. Amen? Praise God. We will meet also on Saturday with our partner ministry, Faith Defender Bible Study Ministry, where we continue to look at the book of Romans. This week, we'll look at Romans chapter 3. And we meet right here on the platform, 8 p.m. EST, 7 p.m. Jamaica time, 7 p.m. CST. So let us try to come out and to be on time, that we may be fed with the word of Almighty God. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to pray. We're going to pray, and we're going to cover Sister Nadine as she would have poured out, and, you know, pray that the Holy Spirit will empower her and fill her back up and cancel any backlash or reprisals that may want to come in Jesus' name. We want to also include a prayer for our students who will be sitting the PEP examination. This is the last Thursday before PEP. And I know that some of us are parents online, and we have children who will be taking the test. And so we just want to lift them up in prayer.
Prayer, amen.
Well, amen. If you're able to join me as we pray in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Righteous God and our Father.
Oh God, our Father.
We come before you,
Lord, righteous Lord. Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Glorify
God for this night.
Lord, we give you honor.
Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for such a fellowship, Lord God.
Thank you for your goodness.
Hallelujah. Such a fellowship, Lord God Almighty, among brothers and sisters, Lord God, in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Getting revelatory knowledge, Lord God, of the desire that you have granted unto us to be able to stand, Lord God Almighty, to stand in faith. To stand believing, to stand knowing, Lord God, that you are the Lord God Almighty, Lord, as we, your woman servant, has
himself,
Lord God Almighty,
Lord God, wherever we go,
you, Lord Jesus, to share, to encourage us, Lord God Almighty. Pray that you will pour into her what she has poured out, Almighty God, upon us. I thank you for newness, Almighty God, to her body, which is shall be seen as a wine skin, so that you will not pour your wine into a wine skin. But thank you, Lord God Almighty, that you will serve in her from the crown of her head, from the sole of her feet. Lord God Almighty, that as her skin prospers, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against every spirit of flesh, a retaliating spirit of lie that would soon try to Almighty God, that went forth from the word in devotion,
on Calvary,
the word in Bible study, that came forth, Lord,
Thank you, Lord God, for the development of Nazareth.
praise God. God. God.
I forget everything.
I take God. Them in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray in the name of God for all the children that will do better.
Because when we see the passage, we know that all the glory and
whatever the primary school is, or show up in those areas, holy to it, Lord God Almighty. Great, oh God, excellence with you. So anoint these children to have the books to go back and to study because they have an anointing for head with Lord God Almighty. And will cause her to rest in their minds to remove nervousness, remove fear, repeat it with you confidence. I can do this too. And Lord God Almighty, I pray that she looks already at her that Lord will pour into her, give her understanding of the question, guide her hand as she stirs as she God Almighty, the correct answer will speak to her Holy Spirit. Let her heart and ear be sensitive to your voice. Let her speak to her. She will do the right answer. Continue to keep your hand upon her, O God Almighty, and bring her to that point of success where she will be able, Lord, to testify that it was you who would have done it. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will help her to do well. Going to the school of her choice according to your divine will. Bless the teachers, cover them, the parents, Lord. Help them not to be nervous and to pass it on to the children, but to rest in you. Your word to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, to pray for supplication. Let your request be made known. Let the teachers rest in you. Let the parents rest in you. Let them understand who you are, God. Pull their strength from you and just, God, pour confidence into these kids rather than nervousness and anxiety in the name of Jesus. Let it be done tonight, Lord, as we look to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for each person gathered on the platform tonight, Lord. As we're about to depart one from another, we pray that your presence will depart with us, will go in our homes, will go, mighty God, in our different spaces, wherever we occupy. Your Holy Spirit will rest, remain, and abide with us. Oh God Almighty, we pray that you will cover our dwelling, cover us under your divine blood. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Be a fire, oh, a wall of fire around us, that the enemy may not be able to harm us. Continue to bless us as a ministry. Bless our efforts, and may we continue to grow from strength to strength in you for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. The Lord bless you, people of God. The Lord keep you. May he allow his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you peace. Shalom. God bless you, people of God. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us, Sister Navlet.
God bless you.
Praise God. Who else? Sister Nadine. Sister Nadine, God bless you.
Bless the Lord.
May he continue to empower you as you continue to grow, Sister Nadine. Praise God.
Sister Camille, we'll have a conversation. Don't worry about it. Praise
bless
God.
The Lord.
God bless you, Sister Nadine. And for those who are left on the platform, may I say, if you have an offering, I just pray that the Lord will bless it, consecrate it. As you give, he will give back to you. Good measure, pressing down, shaking together, and overflow in Jesus' name. God bless you. Good night. Love you all.
Amen. Bless the Lord, Sister Camille. Bless God.
Sister Shanique, bless you, my darling.
Amen.
Galaxy 21, God bless you. Sister Lim and Sister Mervyn, bless you.
God bless you, Sister Camille. God bless you all.
All right, have a good night, everyone.